And not just becoming one. There are things, there are lessons and tests and moments that you have to pass. Some sit and say, oh, I'm an individual, and I'll tell you who you are, and you will receive something for yourself. An individual, I'll say this. I stopped throwing this terminology around. This world does not have that many individuals or special individuals. Yeah, there are people, not people that can do whatever they want in this world, but those individuals that achieve the things that the Lord gave birth to them to achieve. I'm not saying that you're individual and you sent everybody, including God, and you really don't care about anybody. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about individuals that can have this balance where you can completely dedicate yourself to God and cut off everything and burn all the other bridges. Somebody understand me? And this line that divides, it's this red line that goes through the life of individuals. Oh, we'll go somewhere today. Never confuse a man that has potential to become an individual and the one that is already an individual. Don't mix it up. A person who has potential to become some great individual. You know, we're all born with that potential, but we all believe in becoming somebody great, a great individual. But I'll say some qualities that really from this great mass stand out or will give birth or will create an individual. And this step, beloved, can be done by everyone, but unfortunately only some take that step. You know, I've seen a lot of cool guys that consider themselves great individuals until somebody else comes that has authority over them, and he just applies pressure on them. And you see this guy that was so cool is showing off. A wife comes in, for instance. I'm serious. We were sitting with guys in the kitchen. We were drinking tea. She comes in and says, Sergey, quiet. The kids are sleeping, and there goes our party. You have to understand that right now, she said the right thing. Yeah, because we were making a lot of noise in the kitchen and the kids were sleeping. But you understand the tone of voice that she said it in. I understood that he's not really in control here. He's not that great of an individual. Because today kids are sleeping. Tomorrow, something else. Hallelujah. Listen, every one of us will have to pay. Can you guys turn off the fan? Don't forget to turn it off. It's in the way. It bothers me. So every one of us will have to pay a serious price to become that individual that the Lord has made us to be. Don't look at him. So what? It's just Alex turning off a fan. Look at me. I'm looking at you, and I see you're all watching Alex turning off the fan. It's okay. Show's over. We turn off the fan. Congratulations. Alex, sorry, you had more power and anointing over there turning off the fan. I don't understand how the whole church can look at you turning off a fan. Hallelujah. That's a great bomb. Okay, never mind. Let's get back to the message. That was a pause of sorts. Every one of us will have to pay a great serious price to become that individual that the Lord has meant us to be. And you'll say, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, beloved, do you know that? What is the price of becoming this individual? Do you know what it is to become that individual that the Lord told you to be, predestined you to be? Today, we'll go through the Bible. We'll go into some principles. I am so happy that I'll say it right now. Because some will kick out this nonsense out of their heads that they are already somebody great or some great individual. You'll say, yeah, I'm in the process. Yeah, I'm in the process of becoming. Yeah, there are certain things or certain places I couldn't do something. I can't take a certain step or cut off this or that, but I will have to. Sometime I will have to do it. You could complain and say, no, I'm an individual. And I will say this simply, no, you have an opportunity to become an individual, but while you will go through certain lessons and tests, you're just a green mass that this world controls, or people around you and circumstances around you control. If the world controls you or people around you control you, it's hard to call you somebody of great importance or great individual. You can't even imagine what can be called an individual. So those people, no matter where they go, their spirit is, their influence is passed on. I'm not going to run before myself. Remember this. To enter into your call to be that individual and leave this great mass, and to become that great individual, you have to take radical step. Listen, this radical step that the Lord gives you in the process of life, to do that step, He shows it to you. He shows you a couple of these steps. For you, it could be something crazy. For people around you, even more bizarre. People will look at you and you'll say, wow, what is happening with this person? And I will say that this individual is in the process of being born into his greatness. You think you will not make mistakes? Great individuals make mistakes. Great masses, they don't have mistakes. I'll rephrase this. Great masses, they do not have the privilege of making mistakes. To make a mistake is a privilege of an individual that will achieve something. Wake up, church. It's okay. Listen. To take that step, that in the process someone will love you and the others will hate you, this criteria separates individuals from the gray mass. You'll say, I don't want to be hated by someone, but then you will never in your life will be an individual because you cannot be friends with everyone. It is the law. You know what I was amazed at the most? When I looked at people or documentary of people that sold themselves to the devil, some people think that it's some sort of green mass or what? Stop. The devil, he controls the individuals. And we know these individuals. We heard about them. And every time you turn on your TV, and here it is. And now you have to change your channel because this disease is everywhere. Does somebody understand me here? The devil is not using green masses. You know what I was mostly amazed at? All these individuals, and majority, when I read about them or looked at their biographies, when they were taking these radical steps, dedicating themselves into their work or to Satan, their relatives turned their backs on them. And I got jealous. How is that? People that are paying a price to the devil can burn bridges down, and we are an embarrassment. We can't even take this radical step. What is that? I can't go to that church. Why? Oh, if they'll find out, they'll see me on TV. I'll be like Nicodemus. I'll listen to you in the night when nobody's around. You see this embarrassing quality in this generation that cannot say that it's already doing something. And beloved, I got jealous that Satanists pay heavy price to be an individual. We sit and we wait for everyone to clap and applaud us. Oh, and we have made it. Oh, yes. Finally, Prophetess Tunya conferred my message. And you see, and you say, Lord, where are we? What have we made ourselves to be? A couple of hundred years ago, people were burned alive and lost lives because they did not renounce that one thing, and we can't even take that one little step. Price of being an individual. And when I read this great big book, it's called Martyrs for Christ, I'm just amazed by these stories. People that they found one single page of a Bible. Bible was ripped apart into many pages and was spread out like that. You have to understand, back then, Bible was not so just a book that we all have right now. It was hidden, and it was only in with popes. And what they do is they rip certain pages away, and then they would spread out. And they couldn't even gather together. They'd be destroyed, and they would read whatever they had, at least one page. And then whenever someone would find them from the government and whatnot, find that page, they'd kill them. And we see, and I say, Lord, what happened to us? And you don't think that the Lord is groaning and moaning for reformation? You don't think that Christianity is moaning? The Spirit of God is crying out for reformation of the church. Individuals no longer exist. They are, you can count them upon one hand, those that are influential. What is that church? Where have we gotten ourselves into? Look around yourself. What is normal for us? My God. It's either a politician or some sort of person of government, and you say, where is the church in the fire of God? Where are the teachers in the fire of God? Where are those that walk in signs, wonders, and miracles without compromise? Where are they? Where are they? Oh, I'm an individual. Yeah, I'll tell you what it means to be an individual. You're afraid for someone to catch you listening to my messages, and because brothers will kick you out of your church, quote unquote, that you should be gone out of there anyway, because you really are not heading the same way that they are heading. Hello. People died for one single page that was ripped out of the Bible. And they were saying right there, and they told him, right now, see, this isn't by accident you have it. It's not yours, and we'll let you go. And you read this book, and you can't understand. The whole family standing there, and they start killing from the youngest. They're not killing from, they don't start with the father. The father and mother are watching how these people are killing their family, beginning with the youngest and going older and older and older. And everybody's watching and crying out, saying, no, but they burned the bridges down and they paid the price of being individuals. Where are we? Where is the Christianity of our days at? Where is it? Where is it? Everything is groaning and moaning for reformation. Everything is just bursting at the seams. God is waiting for these great reformers. God is waiting for them to rise up, to pay the price to be an individual. And we, as a church, as just sell ourselves right and left, and we sit and worry about what people will think or say about us. My God, where have we gotten ourselves into? Where are we? What will people say about you? What, you care about that? My God, you have to repent before God for this nonsense. And cry out for repentance and say, God, forgive me. We gave up all our Christian positions. We forgot that for one single page of the Bible, families died. Nations died out. They were murdered by generations so that the word of truth would get to you, so that you would make it as an individual. My God, everything is groaning for reformation. Radical step. And from this step, someone will love you and others will hate you. And this criteria separates those individuals from the gray mass. Listen to me very carefully. In the process of our lives, all of us will have this opportunity to take this step. Often we think that it's some sort of public, visible decisions that everybody sees. You don't understand how these individuals combine themselves. Do you think it's a public decision? Oh, they're going to put me on the pedestal and they're going to ask me questions. You know what? You're not even worthy of being placed on the pedestal. Right now, you shouldn't even renounce, even if it's just your cat in your room or your drinking buddies. Will you renounce Christ? Or where your boss caught you, where you're listening to a message or you're doing something or you're praying? Can you defend your position as an individual there? Oh, look, somebody made a poopy in their diaper. Oh, you call yourself a reformer? Where are we as a church? The church can't even voice her opinion in public. Oh, you understand, we have to be politically correct. Politics are watching us. Let's kiss somebody else's, Catholics and Protestants, they watch us, and the Orthodox, and here's the cross for you. And you see, you know who you are? You're a traitor. This is how I interpret it. You sell yourself. I'm sorry, but I've had it up to here. If you were never where I was and you'd hear what I hear, and we'd be where I was and move where I was moving, you'd be sick of it as well. These embarrassing things that call themselves churches and these people that call themselves pastors. traitors. You see, oh, he's trying to please everybody. What should I do? Look at my service. Look, there's a doctor. Hello, doctor. Hello, doctor. We're so happy that you came and visited us. He's a sinner that needs God. Tell him that. Tell him that. Oh, doctor, doctor, doctor. Or mayor of the city's here. Mayor of the city, my God. Traitor. Reformation starts with the truth, church, and we can deliver the truth. Fun, huh? It's the truth. This is Shapovalov illustrating the truth. That what happens every day in our quote-unquote churches. I'm sorry, you can't even call it a church. What's around. In that time when somebody was dying, by speaking the truth to the kings, to the rulers, into their faces, prophets were burned, sewn in half, and stoned. Not because he didn't come and say, oh, king. He came and said, king, this is the word of the Lord. And that was the last word that the prophet said. And you read the Bible. Where are those individuals? I want to ask a question. Where are those individuals? Where are they? You'll say, if I had an opportunity. You know why you don't have that opportunity right now? Because you still didn't pass the test amongst your friends that are around you. You haven't passed the test there as an individual. You want to speak it from a podium, what you believe in? Why don't you go through all the tests? Beginning with your doggy. And then maybe God will give you a platform where you will be able to speak into a nation because you have passed your test. Hello. Oh, some say they'll not listen to you. You know what? What's amazing is that they do listen more and more. Such messages that this is why I say reformation has to come. Someone has to start speaking this out. In churches, if it's not politics, it's money, money, money. Aren't you sick of this nonsense? Where is God? Where is his movement? Where are the healings, signs? Where are testimonies of changed lives? Where are that? Money? Money will come when everything else will come as well. Everything else is to seek first the kingdom and everything else comes into that, including money. But first you seek the kingdom. You know that verse by heart. Listen. Sometimes people think it's public quotes. No, it's your daily life. Things that you do when nobody sees. And those actions will tell you if you have an opportunity to become an individual or not. Your daily life. With your husband, with your children, with God, at work, with your boss, whoever. This is your opportunity to become an individual. And even there, every day, you will get an opportunity to defend your position, even if you will lose this job. But you are on the right path. No toleration, church. Toleration towards sin, towards the spirit of this world. Toleration to sell yourself out. Oh, let's hello to Sergey. In church, last year, he gave in $1.5 million into church, and now Sergey's king and the Lord in this church. He said in the front row, let's pray for his business. Shut your mouth. You don't need God. You need 3 Sergeys, and all your problems are solved. Traitor. Wonderful message today, church. You can see when pastors had it up to here. We're going to shoot and shoot. Миха, монитор мне громче сделай, там потом. Что-то тихо сильно уже. Потом. Watch out, message is only halfway through. What? Listen. I remember how the street was training me. Often it was like this. Those of you that grew up on the street, you'll understand me. And those of you that weren't, you will might not understand. You know, even there, I understood that this individual is being trained right there. I didn't understand much, but something in the inside told me that this is how it is. The street, I grew up on the street. Usually you get onto a crowd, not next to your house. Somebody understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah, brothers. Let's move on. Everybody usually knows, you kind of get an idea where this is heading. And they will ask you a question or for something. And this is something usually you don't have. Do you have cigarettes? Yes. No? They'll ask you which ones. And you pull out a pack that might not be cool. And you get beat up because it's not a cool brand. You'll still get it. They'll beat you up. You kind of have to understand when you grow up outside on the streets, usually mostly spend your days outside. If you're not next to your house and the gang of guys that are from the neighboring house and you get caught by them, you're in trouble. And then when you tell them you don't smoke, oh, Lord have mercy, if you said that you don't smoke, they'd be beat up really badly. And you know what? There were moments. This is a moment out of my life. Listen. Usually they'd ask for something that you don't have at the moment, and you cannot go past this brawl in the neighborhood. And this is where I understood what does it mean to become an individual, even when I was that young teenager. It's better for me to leave with a bloody face and get receive honor from my guys than run away from that fight and be laughed at by all my friends. And I see there were six guys, and I was kind of the same way as I am now. I was like in the face. I was in your face. I would say things that I shouldn't have said. You know, character doesn't really change. Look. And I know, that's it. They're going to beat me up right now. You have this feeling that's least conscious. You're not a prophet, but you know that. That's it. You're going to get it right now. Guys are doing this, like taking off their jackets. That's it. And you understand that they're not taking their jacket off so you'd massage your backs. No. They're not taking out all the stuff out of their pockets and placing it on the bench to say hello to you. You understand that. Something's going to happen right now. And I know, that's it. I'm going to get it. But I at least have to beat up someone, at least two guys, but I have to smack them. I know that they're going to beat me up amongst all of them. And I understand that they're also drunk, and I understood that my nose is going to point one way. I understood all these things. And with these things, usually you would not come out victorious. And you know what I understood later on? What's interesting is that when they say hello to you this way, full contact, hello, and I understood later on, they would actually accept you. And you'll say, this is kind of crazy. This is like animal world. I didn't have anything else around me. This is how we lived back in the 80s when I was a teenager in Russia. This is how we lived. And I noticed, I was looking at my friends that lost the honor from their own friends. Yeah, he ran away. He got out of the fight, and his face is not bloodied. He runs fast, but no one already accepts him amongst the friends. And you know how great glory and honor spreads out in these neighborhoods. You all know that grew up over there. You know that there's an idiot from the sixth floor. Nobody deals with him or talks to him. And this is how we grew up, church. Listen. Next principle. Only an individual has principle that he does not step over, and he will never let others step over. Listen. Only an individual has that principles that he will not step over, and he will not let others step over them. Do you remember David? He never stepped over that barrier, and he didn't let Goliath either. Somebody understand me? Beloved, we have to understand, individuals, you're not born an individual. You become an individual. And then people say, yeah, if I had it like you, how did I have it? I lived as a dog. Grew up outside. I thank God for my mom's prayers that my head is still on my shoulders. I mean, growing up as I did grow up. It's my mom's prayers. She'd pray every day and say, God, you are his father, you are their father, because they'd work day and night, she'd work day and night. I didn't have my father. Of course, welcome into our families. Hello. That's how life was. But you know what I've learned? I thank God. Are you sorry? No, I'm not sorry for a single day, because I had something in my life that made me who I am today, that individual. Remember Paul? That he used to be Saul? Do you know that even by persecuting the church, he was already an individual and very serious individual. Do you know that? Listen here. Remember a prophet, Ananias, healed his eye. You don't notice that in the Bible, but when you read it, Saul had more honor than that prophet. Hello? Saul had more honor than that prophet. I'm not going to go. Let him die blind. Go, Ananias. No, no. Oh, praise the Lord, he's blind. Our prayers have been heard. He's blind. No. The Lord says, I tell you, go. Put your hands upon him and he will see. Because you don't know what I'm preparing right there. You don't know what sort of individual is sitting right there and praying to me. And at the end, not only Ananias and everybody else, he passed by all the apostles. He went further, and nobody can argue with that. Through his teachings and that foundation that Paul placed in the church. My God, the price of an individual. Some sit and say, it's going to happen so. No, it's right there, right here, right now. You are who you are. If you want to fix something over there, fix it right here, beginning with tomorrow. Tomorrow, wake up and change everything. Those that you can't look in the face or in the eyes, look them in the eyes. If they ask you what you're doing, look in the face and say. And if you lose friends, then you lose those that you don't need. And you will get also those that are like you. Same way. You'll say maybe it's one or two, but at least they're real. Oh, for instance, we're sitting in somebody sits in a spa and just soaking, and somebody asks, what church are you from? I'm not going to tell you. There's 10 guys sitting there, and they're speaking about everyone and everything. And you're sitting somewhere in the corner. Lord, why didn't I take my player? Music player. And this is where you are checked as an individual. You get up and say, guys, I'm from that church that you're talking about right now. If you want to address something, address it towards me. Understood? And then this spa will go a little bit different, or banya. And you're not acting as a sacrifice or as a victim. You're acting as because you have influence, and you turn to this deacon and say, you are feeding, or you're feeding yourself on lies, and this is nonsense, and you don't know what you're talking about. This is how it really is. And you'll see. You will have your great opportunity to evangelize. They will want to evangelize to you. I know. But when you will stand upon your principles of truth, you will be amazed at how when you come back next time into your banya, they will have a very intelligent conversation with you, and they might even ask for your opinion. An individual, this is how an individual is born, even there, right there, in that spot. And maybe with your naked rear while you're sweating, but that's how it is sometimes. Beloved, I'm telling you, this is an example. You know, our life is full of these examples. You will come out on Monday, for instance, all this week, you will have an opportunity. You will have an opportunity to proclaim who you are, what you believe, and what you are based upon. Somebody understand me? And then you'll see. Conversations will end with you because they'll write you like they wrote me into the book of lost, those that cannot be returned or be taught anything. And this can only be said about individuals. Listen. Remember, if you're that individual that made it, it's hard to ignore you or pass you by. Some just didn't understand what I said. If you already made it as an individual, you cannot be ignored. Ever. in that area where you're at, it is impossible to ignore you ever. Listen. Story of Moses. Let's read two fragments from his life. I've called them this way, part one and part two. So, part one. Let's read about Moses when he had a potential to become an individual. Exodus 2:11. Are you receiving something for yourself, church? Oh, it's going to be good today. Exodus 2:11. I'm reading New Translation. So, Exodus 2:11. One day after Moses was grown, it happened that he went out. Some people think that he was always an individual. Stop. He always had a potential to become an individual. He became an individual in a certain moment. Don't confuse these things. When Moses was grown, it happened that he went out to his brethren and looked at the brethren, at the burden that they had, and he saw that Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of Moses' brethren. He looked this way and that way, and he saw that no one was there. He killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. He went out the second day and saw two Hebrew men quarreling and fighting, and he said to the unjust aggressor, "Why are you striking your comrade?" Read on. And the man said, "Who made you a prince and judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and thought, surely. First two qualities that an individual does not have. Look, it is written here. He looked that way and this way, and he saw that no one watches him. Quality number one, an individual does not need to look around and see who's watching him. You guys didn't get it. When you're watching, I can say something right now. Let me open my mouth right now. You know that? This guy's not here, that's not there. Okay, listen. Here comes. An individual does not have that quality. Individual says what he wants when he wants. If there's fear, yeah, you're doing something that could speak about the fact that you could be an individual, but you're not yet. And the second moment, Moses was afraid and thought another quality that individuals do not have, fear. Moses thought, and in his mind, basically, they already killed him. He got fearful. Then Moses was afraid and thought, surely this is known. When Pharaoh heard of it, he sought to slay Moses, but Moses fled from Pharaoh's presence. Third quality that an individual does not have? Who understands me? Looked around. Then what? Fear. And then ran away. You kind of look at the situation, you'll say, an individual, right? But when you look at the functions of everything, he's not an individual. An individual never runs off after he's done something. So, Moses went through all this school. We don't have time to read all of that. You all know, desert, where he was going through many, many things, where he was shepherd. And then, part two. Moses is coming back. That was a completely different Moses. Who understands what I'm saying? No one is looking out. Nobody is afraid. And then the things that he's accomplished, he stood there and looked Pharaoh in the face. You feel the difference here? So, Moses number one and Moses number two. There was a moment between this. And this moment, and this in the process, it takes you out where no one can ignore you anymore. There is no difference where they cannot ignore you. If you have business, that means that in this business, no one will ignore you anymore. The Lord will take you further, and over there, no one will ignore you. Or like Joseph, the Lord will take you to the top, and there, they will not be able to ignore you. Somebody understands me. Believe me, it's a very serious message. I really want you to see who you are, where you're going, what you might lack. It's very important for these individuals that want to achieve the status of a great individual. Listen. Part number two. Exodus 11, 3, one verse, and you'll understand. Part 2, Moses number 2. Exodus 11, 3. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of Egyptians. Moreover, that the man Moses was exceedingly great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants and of the people. Somebody understand. It's not that they consider you, or your people or your nation consider you great. It's the enemies. And in the process, the Pharaoh himself bowed down before Moses. Somebody understand what I'm saying? The Pharaoh himself, that was called as a god in Egypt, he had to stand before this individual. They couldn't even do much without Joseph. They would always ask Joseph, what should we do? Because he was placed upon that position by God himself. Joseph got this position in an individual. You know how some people ask, how did he get that position? You know, sometimes it's not what you do, but what you do not do, what discerns you from the crowd. And Joseph did not do. He did not go into bed with the wife of Potiphar. And that action, listen, Kosh, this chain of reactions, just chain reaction that happened that led him into a position of that individual where Pharaoh could not do anything about. This is what I'm talking about, church. I'm talking about that step. Yeah. Yeah. They'll hit you right away. Sometimes not because of what you'll do, but because of what you will not do. I want to ask you a question. Are you an individual or not? You'll have a test beginning Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, a test. And in the process, you will understand that. You don't need to run around and please everybody. Bend down and apparently, you no longer look around yourself. That's a good quality. You don't see who's around. Shut the doors. I'll tell you something. I'll speak to you about God right now. You start speaking and you don't care about the consequences. Hello. And the servants of Pharaoh considered Moses a great man. Remember when David was anointed and 2 kings from Israel? Some say he's anointed to be a king. No. No. Now, a real price has to start in steps that will make David who he is. First there's a lion, a bear. Now you'll sing. Now you're in one with God. And amongst all of this, no one will know you or hear about you. He had to pass his test. Oh, I want for people to see me. If they'll see you in that condition, I don't think that Goliath will run away from you. Because if your boss does not run away from you, if your boss does not run away from you, hello. Oh, this is a deep revelation. Listen. David was not an individual back then. It happened later when on the battlefield with Goliath. And after that incident, no one was able to ignore David any longer. You hear what I'm saying here, church? An individual that you cannot ignore. If you can ignore an individual, that means that you're just an individual in your mind, and it's good. But eventually, it has to come out into the influence, no matter where you'd be. I'm not saying that you have to. No, an influence and authority, position of authority. You have that position where you live, beginning with your own personal house. Do you have authority and influence in your own house? No? Then that's where it all starts. Somebody understand me. You see, such pastor, such great deacon, doing such great things. And then you see them, you know, saying certain things that they shouldn't. Oh, look how quiet it is. What, did I touch down on something? What, you can't go and visit other people? Go ahead, go. I like to the look on your faces right now. How should I react, Pastor? What should I do? Let me know. Should I laugh? What should I do? So you say I can't go to my mother-in-law's house? What? It's okay. Just breathe. Remember Joseph and his prophetic dreams. Over there, he wasn't close to position of a leader. I saw a dream. I had a dream. Just like you right now. I was in a vision. Hallelujah. Pass the test. Pass the test. Because not everyone will smile in your face and say hallelujah right with you. Oh, look at him. He's been to heaven. Some will come up to you and tell you that right there. And you know what? You need to do that. Hello. What does that mean? That means if you're going to live with wolves, you have to talk like a wolf. You can't be a sissy cry. Oh, why are you crying? Somebody didn't like my prophetic picture. If they didn't like it, I'm going to paint three more. Look, with two hands, right away. An individual never gives up. Hello. You'll say, what? You know what? I will not say anything about my pictures. Yeah, they'll say, we shouldn't talk about his pictures. He's in the process, but he's growing up to be an individual. Somebody receiving something for themselves? Smile, you're home. It's okay. Joseph's prophetic dreams, he wasn't there. It only happened after radical tests. And then no one could no longer ignore him. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Oh, yeah. These guys were chosen by the king themselves. They were wise. They were gorgeous looking. They matched everybody else in the king's palace. And they were taught wisdom. And then you could say, yeah, they're individuals. No. They have potential to be an individual. They became individuals when they were in the fiery furnace. There, where they didn't step over their principles. Remember their principles? Principles was like this. I will not bow down to this golden idol. And I will not let you, king, laugh at my king. I mean, my lord. In other words, if I'm going to go into the fiery furnace, then so I go. You know what? Individuals have no time to think things through. I'm going to think. What? You know who thinks? The ones who fear. A revelation. No, wise people think. Then so, what do you call David that reacted that way at Goliath, or Joseph, or Daniel, the way he reacted right away, and he didn't shut the windows? How do you call these people that didn't think a single second, and they knew all these things, they knew all the satraps, and all they knew that all these wise men, they knew how to take him, because they knew that he never, ever shuts his windows when he prays. In other words, an individual was so brightly visible that they knew what he was doing, and they were guaranteeing that he will be in that lion's den. Can I call you an individual? Can I know you? Or your person, your understanding, who you are, to such extent where I can even predict your steps? because you have no compromise. That means your destiny has been already predestined. Oh, continue thinking if you're saying you're going to think. You have quite a way to go where these people were going. I'm going to pray. Remember Dmitry one time. One guy said, I'm going to pray. Pray. And there he's gone, praying still somewhere. Maybe the Lord will tell you something else. Remember? Balaam and Balak. Balaam, I think. Balaam, he was a prophet of Israel. And he was begging the Lord to change his opinion. Lord, there's so much money there. They're paying me. So what if I'll say this to them and I say that this is from you? Look at all the money I'm going to get. And you understand, these traders, I'll tell you this. This is not an individual that sells himself for money. You know, it's even worse. He is anointed, but not an individual. Look at yourself. Look at people around you that call themselves anointed, and they sold themselves out, sold their four positions. And I mean anointed, quote unquote. You know what? It is true. Remember Daniel. Before Lion's Den, he was in this mass. He was one of the rulers in there up high. And after Lion's Den, no one could no longer ignore him. All enemies were destroyed. King brought him up to the highest position as only he could. And until the end of his life, he received visions. And he wrote a book that we love. It's called the Book of Daniel. Beloved, we have to understand. All these things, steps, your everyday steps. You think that something big is something over there. You know, the biggest thing will happen with you tomorrow when no one will see you. This is your biggest thing. And this is where you should all be concentrated upon. Right there, when no one sees you, Daniel, in your small room, where they plot against you to kill you. And you say, I'm going to do it this way anyway, like I did it yesterday and the third day. I will do what I was doing yesterday and the day before yesterday. I will do the same way because this is my position. Because all the bridges have been burned and there is no compromise. And if I'll die, then it's for the glory of the Lord. But the Lord does not let people die with great position of authority and influence. He'll say, I need this man. This is why Saul was transformed into a Paul. Because he said, I like this guy. I love this guy. If he's going to cut, then he's going to cut everybody. Hit, then heal everybody. And remember, he's going to Damascus. Why are you going to Damascus? Because I'm bored over here. I got to find me more Christians to prosecute. And the Lord says, I like this guy. And the whole church is trembling. Prophets are afraid to go and see him. And the Lord looked at all of it and said, I need this guy. Reformation. Amen? Listen. Do not worry about the enemies. After the test, the Lord will give you such power and authority that even all the losers and traitors will have to accept you. Listen, not everyone will accept you, but they will have to acknowledge you because they, deep down in their soul, would want that acceptance among the people that you have. Even Jesus was betrayed because of what? Because of jealousy. Wow. Not because of signs and wonders. No, not because... No, what did they trade Jesus in? Same monster that kills people. This green monster called jealousy. It's big. Passes on from generation to generation. He's a serial killer. It is jealousy. It's like the Satan's people. They're all over the world. You don't want to accept them, but you have to know that or accept the fact that they have influence and they do things. They do things. They don't even ask you. Yes, they go after the generation, young generation, after youth. They bring demonic things into fashion, clothes, music, and all the other things. You might not want to accept them for what they do, but you have to accept the fact that they are influential, and the devil is copying everything. And the same thing is with God. You might not accept me or other influential people, but you have to accept the fact that there is influence. No matter where you go, you're there.
You want to stop them, but they're already praying a year without you knowing that they're praying. People follow individuals. Do you understand me? People follow individuals, not pride. We're saying, do you know who you are? Did you pay the price? Beloved, if you only knew what is the dearest to my heart, is my freedom of my individuality. My freedom to listen, my freedom to say and to speak, and that's what I like. If you still understand what it is, you have no idea what life is, because in every corner, somebody will control you and rule your life. If you still don't understand what it is like to be free, you will never understand what it is to be a real individuality. That's what David wrote about. David was unique. For my enemies, David said, for my enemies, you got the table ready. God loves individuals. Where no one can see, no one can hear, that's how individuals are born. Something happens right now, something major happens in your life and no one even knows about it. You pray, something major happens in your life, in your steam room, in your praying room, anywhere. You take back the positions everywhere. That's where you say, yes. And your coworkers will say, oh my gosh, this was a lunch with a person that is hard to talk to or have lunch with. Someone can tell you all the dirty things to you and you can't even say things back. Why are we so low? Why? We're so low. I'm alone. They were all alone. Joseph, there was nobody by Joseph, girls or cheerleaders. Go Joseph, go Joseph. No. Everyone say Jay. There were no cheerleaders. I'm alone. Individuals become by yourself. You're alone. You're alone. That's how you will become an individual. David was alone. Ruth, they were by themselves. They were alone. You want to be an individual? Welcome to loneliness and be only. And the longer you will be lonely, the faster you will become an individual. I don't have time to finish it up. I don't have time to go to Ruth and Anna. But they were nobody. But let's rewind that. Ruth, or Esther, she was a queen. She was a queen, but she wasn't individual yet. Some of you think that Esther became individual when she got the
crown. No, she became the Vizier when she stepped into the king's room.
No one could ignore her anymore. And one named Esther saved the whole nation and destroyed all the enemies. That's the authority that they have. This is what you should pay your price for. To take your position and influence the price of individual. We all pay the price everywhere and always. And something unique, no one needs to watch over you. God is watching over you. And when He's ordering you, no one can be standing next to you. They will watch you and how a table is covered for you. When you're already an individual, when you have a status, not everyone will accept you, but they will all acknowledge you. Give God glory. Amen. Let's raise up and ask God to give you wisdom in everyday life. Ask God right there, right with your kids, with your wife, right next to your husband or your boss, right there. Individuals are born right there. You are given a chance to say what you want to say right there. Ask God to give you wisdom to take your position, to enter into your influence and your authority. And after this day, tomorrow will start a new test for you. And I pray and I ask those who hear me right now, don't fail the test. Don't fail the test of individual. Lord, I thank you. I worship you. Close your eyes. Raise up your hands. And for about a minute, just a minute, just concentrate on what was said today. Because we're not just speaking out air. We are waiting for reformation. And reformation will come only when individuals will be raised up. Individuals will pay price. They will take up their positions and they will do what they were born to do. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. I raise your name up high. Thank you, Jesus. Let your fire come, Lord. Let your fire come. Let your fire come. Touch the hearts of your generation, God. Raise up your champions. Remove this embarrassment of the earth. Remove it. Remove the compromising generation and embarrassing those who are calling themselves pastors. Remove them. Let your reformation come. Individuals are being born. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Father. Touch my generation through this one little thought. God, we don't want to be lost. We have a chance to take our test and get to the positions where we need to be. And when an individual goes into the position, no one can ignore that person or individual. Everyone will know the person. They will ask questions. Lord, thank you. Individuals are raising up. They're raising up. In Jesus' name. Give him glory. Give him praise, church. Thank you, dear family. Take your seats. Take your seats. If it was harsh for some of you, I'm sorry. I am saying what I want, where I want, however I want. And, you know, it's your choice to listen to me or not. But I will say it. In my style that I will say it. The style that I have. God loved my style of speaking. He got me. And I reach thousands and thousands of people who listen to me with my style of preaching. Are there any guests that we have today? We just want to bless you. Just raise up your hand. We just want to bless you. Give you a little gift. Don't be afraid. If you're an individual, don't be afraid. You're an individual. Raise up your hand. God bless you.